Firm hits back at critics of new reservoir costs. Thames Water bosses have denied claims that plans to create a massive new reservoir near Abingdon are spiralling out of control. The claim was made by campaign group GUARD, Group Against Reservoir Development, and backed by local MPs. According to GUARD, costs for the Whitehorse Reservoir have tripled. Within months of a preliminary government approval, projected costs rose from £2.3 billion to between £5.5 billion to £7.5 billion. Water company bosses, however, suggested that the new reservoir was the best value option for securing water supply for 15 million people across the southeast. Leonie Dubois, head of engagement, land and consents for Thames Water, said, "The Whitehorse Reservoir is the biggest water infrastructure investment in a generation and will provide water security for millions of people across the southeast, which is why the work to enable its delivery is well underway. Last summer, we shared a revised cost estimate with our regulators, £5.5 billion to £7.5 billion, reflecting the detailed design work undertaken to date. We remain confident the reservoir represents the best value option for securing the water supply for 15 million people living across the southeast, including Thames Water, Affinity Water, and Southern Water customers. We continue to engage with the local community and at our recent statutory consultation showcase the latest reservoir designs and embankment plans alongside a detailed construction timetable. As is common with projects of this size, scale, and significance, we will continue to refine the design as we move through the consenting phase. Feedback gathered during our consultations will also shape project plans ahead of our development consent order application to government." Ms. Dubois set out the water company's case for the latest attack on the plans from campaigners, who said so far a total of £543 million had been spent on the project, which would be as big as Gatwick Airport. Supported by local MPs Ollie Glover, Charlie Maynard and Leila Moran, GUARD has written to the water regulator Ofwat, suggesting the project still has no final design and no published construction time plan. Derek Stork, GUARD chairman, said, "Large infrastructure projects normally reach the planning stage only after detailed engineering design and project delivery scheduling are substantially developed. For the Whitehorse Reservoir, these core elements are missing, making it impossible to produce a credible construction methodology, realistic timetable, or a defensible forecast of final costs. This is why we're requesting that the revised scheme receives a proper assessment against the viable at all alternatives." The water company said it has been clear on a delivery date of 2040 for water to be available for use from the reservoir. It added that the southeast is facing serious water stress due to climate change, population growth, and environmental pressures. There's a little photograph of Leonie Dubois and also an artist's impression of how the reservoir could look.